America is the land of superstars. Katy Perry, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift. These are some of the women at the top of the pop music totem pole. Recently, a Danish pop star has moved to the U.S. to make her mark on the pop charts, and she's starting in Atlanta. Cece Marie is a Danish Grammy-winning performer who broke into Denmark's music industry at the age of 15. She and songwriting partner Christian Luke joined producer Gabby Watts in the studio. They began by talking about how to write a pop song.
It really depends, right? Because sometimes we'll just start like on the guitar. Me and Christian will just go somewhere and like just start from scratch, like, you know, playing around with like different melodies and stuff, and then we'll come up with a top line afterwards. Sometimes you will have like a great production from a producer, and then you'll make the melody, just, you know, you have the drums, like the basics, right? And you'll make the melody, and then we meet up and do the lyrics afterwards. So it really depends on the song and where you want to go with it.
So yeah, there are some terms there. So if you receive like a production from a producer or an in-house producer, some of the people that we always work with, yeah, you do what is called, what Cece mentioned, as the top line, which means lyric and melody, right? So you have a composition, and then you just do the lyric and the melody on it. That's called top lining in our world. Mm-hmm. Or we can, as Cece said, yeah, build it all the way up from the ground, you know, with a concept. Maybe Cece has something that she wants to write a song about. She will come with the melody and maybe the hook line, and then we will sit together and do some verses and do a bridge, and then you have a song, and then you can reach out.
Then you go back to the producer.
Yeah, producer saying, hey, we got this great.
Yeah. Maybe they use like the guitar riff. We did that on, me and Christian did an EP called the Black Cat EP, and we did all the song with just me and Christian sitting down at the beach, really, right? Mm-hmm. And then we went back into the studio and had the producers to produce it and use the riff from the guitar.
I feel bad 'cause I can't stay here no more. I'm sorry. So throw it on the floor, can't dry your eyes. When it calls you all your tears, I have to let go. It's time to face my fears. My boy, my boy, it's driving me insane.
And so you two are mostly then, I guess, the filter of all these different kind of ideas that are coming in, and then you put them together and songwrite together. Is that kind of how you two work together?
For a lot of years I did everything myself when I did like straight what you call EDM music. And it's pretty lonely when you do everything on your own. And then me and Christian met, and from that time we just kind of did everything together.
And now, I mean, how would you characterize your music? Because it seems it's kind of now it's maybe less straight up EDM and maybe like more general club music, or, you know, how would you describe it?
Since I came to Atlanta, it's definitely a little more urban, which is pretty new to me because, you know, look at me. I'm like, you know, a pop chick. But I got a lot of new inspiration over here, and me and Christian are working with different producers and other songwriters. So yeah, the music is definitely changing a little bit.
What are some concrete maybe sounds that we could hear that's different from what you were doing in Denmark versus what you're doing now?
Yeah, I'm trying to make everything a little more simple, to be honest. Because over here it's all about the vibe, really.
I would say when I listen to it and the stuff we're doing here and some of the things that we've really picked up in the studio, because
it's more straightforward, right, in a way.
Because making music is really about doing something that's on your mind in the moment, right? Mm-hmm. So of course your music changes a little bit when you change the scenery and you move to another country. And so when we get into the studio and also collaborate with other songwriters from America and other producers, what happens is that, of course, you're influenced by them as well. And as you just said before, there is a kind of a thing to it where you go more straight to the point. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, this song is about money, or this song is about going to the club, what happens at the club, you know? And that's a little different from what we're used to, but it's really, really nice, because that's what good songwriting is also about, mm-hmm. is about communicating a feeling in a way so people can understand it, but still be able to do it in a clever way. So you can drown in poetry where people can't understand what you're saying. But of course, there is a middle way where you can put in the poetry and still be clear in what you're communicating with your song, which is, I think, our ultimate goal.
So what were you used to making? If your music was more complicated in terms of a pop song, because, you know, pop music, you know, lyrically, it's not always that interesting, but I think, not necessarily interesting, but it's like, you know, it is, you're using simpler language.
It's just that I don't think I think that much about it. As Christian's saying, it's just like you get inspired from what is around you. And for me, music is just getting out to as many people as possible, touch as many people as possible. And sometimes you're like, yeah, pop music, but you know, it means so much to me when people are like sending me videos where they are partying, having fun, you know, just, you know, having a good time. Of course, I'm really happy when people are sending me letters with like, hey, you helped me so much, you know, I have felt really bad, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's just about getting music out to as many people as possible to get that feeling, that vibe out there. She ran the streets every night, chasing freedom to the morning light. That's why they call.
And what is both of your background? How did you get to what you're doing now?
I always had music in my family, you know. In Denmark, we call it a piano family, which means that you have a piano in your house and you use it. And then I was in a lot of, like, choirs. We traveled all around the world playing in different churches. Yeah, then I won this competition when I was 15 on national TV. And then from that day, I was kind of into the business in Denmark. Music-wise, I've been listening to like a lot of old music, actually, because my parents played a lot of old or whatever music, a lot of the Carpenters, Beatles, stuff like that. But when as a teen, I was a huge fan of, we had this band called Take That. It's like Backstreet Boys or something like that. yeah, I'm still in love with them, even now.
Yeah, we come from quite different backgrounds, but
Mine is more classical, I will say, right?
Yeah, but we both really like pop music. Mm. That's one thing we have in common. But I went to like a private school, which was like a music school kind of. We had music like 3 days per week. And what is really funny, actually, is that my first music teacher when I was in fourth grade was an immigrant from the United States. And you know where he came from? Atlanta, Georgia. So I was brought up with a lot of hip-hop, rap. I was listening to a lot of Earth, Wind & Fire, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, a lot of Prince, and that was really the music I was brought up on. But I was also such a big fan of just great pop songs. I love George Michael. I love, a lot of the great pop artists as well. So I would say a lot of music from America is what...
But a whole culture in Denmark is influenced, you know, from the American culture. Like, most of the TV we have is, like, you know, American TV shows and stuff. So, you know, of course we are influenced. Like, the whole pop culture is really similar to yours. But there's a limit to every fall.
Nine times. That was Cece Marie and Christian Luke. We'll hear more about them, their perspective on and adjustment to the American music industry later in the show. You're listening to City Lights.